Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Harry Reeser and Smith Ballou, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, January 17th, marked the birth in 1896 in Piqua, Ohio, of Harrison Franklin Reeser, better known as one of the greatest banjo players of all time, Harry Reeser. His father was William G. Reeser, and his mother was Alberta Wright, which made him a first cousin to Wilbur and Orville Wright. His musical talents were recognized early on by his parents, who bought him a custom-sized guitar when he was just 5 years old. It was discovered he had perfect pitch, and his formal musical education began under Lewis Hine and Albert Fisher, and he studied piano, violin, and cello. While attending Steele High School in Dayton, Ohio, he decided upon a career as a musician, and his first job was as a pianist in a summer resort in Rhea Springs, Tennessee. It wasn't until after his second summer at Rhea Springs that he became interested in the banjo. Between 1917 and 1920, he played at various venues in Dayton, including the Bott Dancing Academy, and in 1920 he joined a dance band under the direction of Paul Goss. He soon left the band to move to Buffalo, New York, to play violin at the Hippodrome. At the end of 1920, Reeser moved to New York City, where he played in the bands of Ben Selvin, Benny Kruger, Sam Lannon, and Nathan Glance, and by 1922 he had made several recordings. In the fall of 1922, he negotiated a recording contract of his own with OK, and his first band, called the OK Syncopators, came into being. Here's the first of not one, not two, but three sets of rapidly rotating records from Harry Reeser. Thank you.
nothing but the cat. Sneaky little cat, squeaky little cat, always found, prowling all around, wonder where he's bound. Scat, you little cat, not a little wild cat that the folks can take home with them. Wild cat, got that hot cat rhythm. It's a cat, nothing but the cat, nothing else but that tune they call a cat.
Yeah.
Harry Reeser's Banjo Boys with Tom Stacks providing the vocal and Down South by way of request from listener Rich. That Victor recording was from January 6, 1928. Before Down South, we heard Tom Stacks once again with The Cat. That was Harry Reeser's Syncopators from a 1928 Columbia recording. We began with the OK Syncopators and Footloose, composed by Carl Rupp. That was an instrumental version, but there are lyrics to Footloose, which were written by Hal Cochran. That was recorded October 23, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Harry Reeser could not only play the banjo, but he also wrote 23 original compositions for it, and we're going to hear him play three of them right now. Thank you. Harry Reeser's most famous banjo solo, Lollipops, written in 1924 for his daughter Betty Jane. Harry was married on April 8, 1916, when he was 20 years old and had two daughters. The other was named Geraldine May. Before Lollipops, we heard Crazy Joe. That was recorded in January of 1922 with an instrumental quartet. The labels of most issues of that song, Crazy Joe, have Joe spelled J-O apostrophe, as if it were an abbreviation for Joseph. But Reeser's intent was that it was short for banjo, and should have been spelled apostrophe J-O. The OK label actually says Crazy Joe, J-O-E. We began this tenor banjo solo segment with Pickens, also from 1922.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. The third segment of our tribute to Harry Reeser is devoted to his Clico Club Eskimos. Many business people were unsure of the value of radio as an advertising medium in 1925, but not so Mr. H. Earl Kimball, president of the Clico Club Company of Millis, Massachusetts, makers of Clico Club Pale Dry and Golden Ginger Ale and Sarsaparilla. Even in 1925, WEAF and its affiliated stations in the Red Network had millions of listeners, and Mr. Kimball decided to engage WEAF to reach them to promote his ginger ale. Clico Club's product contained pep, sparkle, and snap, and so WEAF's programming department and Clico Club's executives asked Harry Reeser to supply a band made up primarily of banjos to play peppy, sparkly musical numbers in a lively tempo for the program. An Eskimo was the advertising symbol of the product, which is how the band got the name of Clico Club Eskimos. The first show was broadcast on Thursday, December 3, 1925, at 9 p.m. over WEAF and 11 affiliated stations. By 1929, the program was heard from Maine to California over 41 stations, and the Clico Club Eskimos and the ginger ale they advertised were household names. The Clico Club Eskimos may have been the first musicians to use a theme song or signature tune, and theirs was written by their leader, Harry Reeser, and was called, appropriately enough, the Clico Club March. Graham McNamee was the show's first announcer, and he would begin with, "Look out for the falling snow, for it's all mixed up with a lot of ginger, sparkle, and pep, barking dogs and jingling bells, and there we have a crew of smiling Eskimos, none other than the Clico Club Eskimos, tripping along to the tune of their own march, Clico." Thank you.
wing of love undying at sundown. Every little bird is resting and feather nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is sleeping while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown, where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh I'm in heaven when night is falling and love is calling me home.
What am I gonna do if you turn me down when I'm so crazy over you? I'd be so lonely. Where am I gonna go if you turn me down? Why blacken all my skies of blue? I'll tell you, I'm not asking any miracle. It can be done, it can be done. I know a clergyman who will grow lyrical and make us one, and make us one. So, my one and only, there isn't a reason why you should turn me down when I'm so crazy over you.
Thank you.
there you have the Clicquot Club Eskimos, goodwill ambassadors of the Clicquot Club Ginger Ale Company of Millis, Massachusetts, loading their precious cargo aboard the dog sleds and heading off to the land of snow and ice. They'll be back with more brilliant sparkling music, their way of telling you about Clicquot Club Ginger Ale. Clicquot is spelled C-L-I-C-Q-U-O-T. You'll know it by the Eskimo on the bottle. We began that segment of our tribute to Harry Reeser with the Eskimos' signature theme song, Clicquot, written by Harry Reeser. The sleigh bells, cracking whip, and barking dog effects were all Harry's ideas and added to the atmosphere. Also adding to the atmosphere of the program was the fact that the musicians all wore parkas in the studio because there was a studio audience. After Clicquot, we heard Walter Donaldson's At Sundown, recorded by the Eskimos on February 25, 1927. We finished up with My One and Only, with vocal by Tom Stax from December 5, 1927. Even with three segments, we've barely touched on Harry Reeser's life and contributions. We didn't even mention the Six Jumping Jacks. His last engagement was as a guitarist for the musical Fiddler on the Roof. He had never missed a performance of the show since it had opened a year earlier, but on September 27, 1965, he went in early to tune his guitar. He was found sitting in the orchestra pit, guitar in hand, dead of a heart attack. Thanks, Harry Reeser, for some wonderful music. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, January 21st, marked the birth in 1902 in Palestine, Texas, of singer, bandleader, and actor Smith Ballou. He attended UT, the University of Texas, from 1920 to 22, and while there organized a jazz combo called Jimmy's Joys, playing banjo and later serving as vocalist. In March of 1925, he formed another group called the Texas Jazzers, and he also found work with the bands of Ted Weems, Hal Kemp, and the Dorsey Brothers. In 1929, he started the Smith Ballou Orchestra and began his recording career with OK. Over the next 20 years, he made records for more than 30 labels, including Victor, Brunswick, Columbia, and Decca. In 1936, he moved to Hollywood, where he appeared in 24 films, primarily westerns, between 1936 and 1950. Smith Ballou died in Longview, Texas, on May 2, 1984, and is buried in Fort Worth. Here are three from Smith Ballou. Thank you.
lions and tigers watching me. I make them jump right through a hoop, those animal crackers in my soup. When I get hold of the big bad wolf, I just push him under to drown. Then I bite him in a million bits and I gobble him right down. When he's inside me where it's dark, I walk around like Noah's Ark. I stuff my tummy like a goop with animal crackers in my soup.
Band leader, actor, and singer Smith Ballou, born January 21, 1902. We began this segment with Smith Ballou and his orchestra with a vocal by Francis Shelley and In My Little Hope Chest. In My Little Hope Chest was written by Sam Coslow and W. Frank Harling and is from the Paramount picture Honey, which starred Nancy Carroll and Stanley Smith. That recording was made on February 25, 1930, and is Francis Shelley's only issued vocal. Next, it was a version of Animal Crackers in My Soup, which you don't hear very often. Smith Ballou and his orchestra once again, this time with Darrell Alexander providing the vocal. That's from July 18, 1935. We finished up with Smith Ballou himself performing vocally with his orchestra on Hittin' the Ceiling from May 31, 1929. Hittin' the Ceiling is from the 1929 picture Broadway and was written by Con Conrad, Archie Gottler, and Sidney Mitchell. The film was notable in that it was the first movie that was shot entirely with tungsten light, and it was the first picture which used the camera crane, which the director, Paul Feos, had designed specifically for the movie.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here that we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, and all three of our records this week were recorded this very day. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Jack Hilton and his orchestra.
Hey, look out there, boy. Where do you think you're going?
I'm going across the street.
Hey, listen, you want to be careful, you get hurt. Don't you know you've got to
look straight ahead, look to the right, look to the left, both morning and night. You'll get along, you won't go wrong, doing the curb step now. Click both your heels, that is the way. Look out for wheels, go right on your way. You'll get along, you can't go wrong, doing the curb step now.
Take care, beware, don't walk over in a trance unless you wish to ride in an ambulance.
Look straight ahead, look to the right, look to the left, now you've done it right. Go right along, you can't go wrong, doing the curb step now.
Thank you.
In the year, nations may disappear. Hi ho, no need to fear, we'll be the same. Though Hollywood screens us, Boston beams us, and the sea turn into land, the country may tumble, I won't grumble, I'll be holding your hand. Though love no longer is in style, hi ho, we'll only smile. We've got that plane, we'll be the same.
Be a jitterbug. First thing you must do is get a jug, put whiskey, wine, and gin within. Shake it all up and then begin. Grab a cup and start to toss. You're now drinking jitter sauce. Don't you worry, you just mug, then you'll be a jitterbug. Hear this fat boy blowing his horn. He's been a bug since the day he was born. His favorite jitter sauce is rye. Swears he'll drink it till the day he die. Toot your whistle and ring your bell. Oh, butchie, butchie, time will tell. Don't you worry, you just mug and you'll always be a jitterbug. These four boys playing saxophone order jitter sauce by phone. Central, give me a holler, 494. I think these bugs can drink some more. They drink sauce from morn to night. Never stop until they're tight. Don't you worry if you just mug, you four little jitterbugs. Now here's old father, he's a wicked old man. He drinks more sauce than the other bugs can. Has the jitters every morn. That's why jitter sauce was born. Now see him shake with his trombone. Just can't leave that sauce alone. Come on, get along, father. You just mug and you'll always be a jitterbug. Now that's Rip there with his eyes a-twinkle. We named him after Rip Van Winkle. Like Rip, he'd sleep for 20 years if he could get his fill of beer. Rip drinks his sauce, gets on the stand. Soon forget he, that he's in the band. Don't awaken him, just let him mug. He'll always be a jitterbug. All bugs out now. All bugs out. Everybody bug.
because I'm a dipsomaniac.
All three of the records on this week's edition of This Week in Recording History are celebrating birthdays this very day, all having been recorded on January 22nd. We began in 1930 with Jack Hilton and his orchestra with Sam Brown and the Curb Step. Next, from 1931, it was Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra and Will Be the Same from America's Sweetheart, written by Rodgers and Hart. The vocalist there was Frank Luther. America's Sweetheart opened at the Broadhurst Theater on February 10, 1931, and ran until June. We finished up in 1934 with Cab Calloway and his Cotton Club Orchestra, who were doing the jitterbug. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.